glosses. I'm narrowing down, I'm going to too many details. Because when I'm in a different mood, suddenly every single word he uses in a very masterly way that you will be surprised. First of all, he said, okay, I cannot talk loud and clear because I'm not ordered to do this. This is not my role. And this is Rumi himself in this book. He said, I cannot give it to you just like that. It doesn't work that way. But I will give you some hints. Then he will use some special kindness in Persian language. In Persian language, when you want to call a child very dearly, you will call them the light of my eyes. Here it has the deeper meaning because he's talking about the light in the eye. Means, do you remember we talked that this is all about vision, how you see it, and without the light you don't. So that light, that's the sparkle that in the dream of Pharaoh started the beginning of Moses, remember? He will use that, okay, you are the light of my eyes. When you have to search that where Moses sleeps, again, about the dreaming that you should find, okay, now you're talking to me. No, I'm talking to you in your dream. Go and find where Moses sleeps. Because even he, the real Moses in his dream, really. So find where he is sleeping. Be aware of that. Then when he's sleeping, tend to pick up the sleep. Yes.
If thou shalt steal it and art able to do so, he is a magician. The means of dealing with a magician is present with thee. But if thou canst not, beware and beware. That is of God. He is the messenger of the glorious and is guided.
Loud and clear. He said, I cannot tell you loud and clear, but I will give you a hint. But at the end of the hint, he said, if you cannot steal that reasoning of Moses. Do you remember the reasoning of Moses? Any of you? When Pharaoh asked that, give me some time, he said, I'm sorry. I do whatever I'm told by Yahweh. This is how he acts. The source is that. Moses doesn't decide what to do. Therefore, if you cannot steal his stick, his reasoning actually, then this is a holy stuff and the guy is here to guide you, to lead you to a better situation. Yes?
Though Pharaoh occupy the world east and west, he will fall headlong. God and then war. I give this true sign, O soul of thy father. Inscribe it. God best knoweth the right course.
What was that about? Imagine two guys going to the graveyard for 3 days fasting over there, then asking a silly question, and the father is talking to them in their dream, suddenly somebody will say, this is the right address, I gave it to you, and write it down, because God knows what's the best. What was that? Didn't they need to hear that from the dead father? Or you needed to hear that from Rumi. They say, did you see this sign I told you? Write it down. Over there on the graveyard, they don't have the pen and pencils like this. It's not, the ready pen like this was not invented then, remember. Writing was difficult stuff. This is Rumi telling you that. Do not forget this. When you're facing someone who has some reasoning, I always say, for the sake of reasoning, because Rumi called it that, istidlal, which is not only reasoning, is guidance, both. That's the meaning of that stick in the hand of Moses, right? Okay. If somebody will give you some reasoning that you cannot steal, then that fellow is your savior. Because normally, when somebody will give you an advice, you could do the same to someone else. You could imagine it, you could read it, because you understand it. But when somebody is talking to you and you don't understand the sources of that, means that's the best chance you ever found. If you cannot, he's talking in a way that you cannot talk the same way. He's analyzing the subject in a way that you cannot. Do not fight with that, because that's the place that you could surrender. Remember the word surrender we don't like, which is one of the requirements of being in love, to surrender to love. Yes?
O soul of thy father, when a magician sleeps, there is none to direct his magic and craft. When the shepherd has gone to sleep, the wolf becomes unafraid. When he sleeps, his exertion ceases. But the animal whose shepherd is God, how hath the wolf hope or way there? The sorcery which God practices is real and true. 'Tis wrong to call that real thing sorcery. O soul of thy father, this is the decisive sign. Even if he die, God exalteth him.
See, repeatedly insisted upon this, that these signs that I'm giving you now, I hope you will never forget. This is a very precise stuff. When you look at the people that they're trying to reason with you or lead you somewhere, this is the major point to understand. First of all, it's about sleeping. Sleeping means what? There are two different sleeping. When a shepherd sleeps, this is catastrophe, because now is the time for the wolf. But when our king sleeps, when these sorcerers slept, they receive the message. There are two kinds of sleeping. One is without a dream, the other one is full of dreams. This is the sleeping. He explained it with the wolf and the shepherd and all that, to say that, okay, I explained it, and remember, we give them the same name, but the one that is coming from us is not sorcery, is not even magic. It's just a gracious stuff coming from him. We name it that way. So do not call it like that, and remember, this is the sign I gave you is precise, is exact. Never forget that. So I hope you will remember it for your entire life, that one of the things to... Do you remember at the beginning of this book, he said, you're going around and you have to go around and feed yourself from all different ideologies, reasoning, blah, 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 and nobody could tell you what is what. You should be careful, that's your personal experience. Of course, you shouldn't go to the village, remain in the city. Don't do that. Here is giving you one trick to have always in hand. So he repeated it, that, listen, this is the holy stuff I'm giving to you. That when you're facing someone who has another kind of logic, do not resist, because that's the moment of your salvation. Yes?
Comparison of the... Yes, comparison of the sublime Quran to the rod of Moses, and the death of Mustafa, on whom be peace, to the sleep of Moses, and those who seek to alter the Quran to the two magicians who attempted to carry off the rod of Moses when they found him asleep.
All his long staff, say, hold it. I said, there is this magical stuff, the reasoning, right? This is the same as Quran, that reading material is the same. I don't mean by that stick just reasoning. The quality which is hidden beneath the text is what I mean. Therefore, I will bring that stick of Moses and put it beside the Quran of Muhammad. Yes.
The loving kindnesses of trying to make sense of this.
That O could have an F maybe off.
Yes, that's what I thought. It doesn't make sense of that. The loving kindnesses of God made a promise to Mustafa, saying, if thou shalt die, this lesson shall not die.
So the death is for Muhammad, because Muhammad is a human being. But that stuff, which is the reading stuff, the message, not the messenger. He said, the messenger will die, the message will not. This is the promise of God out of his kindness. He said, I'm kind enough that I will not let this Quran die. You will die, you're a human being, but the message will remain there, will be alive. Why? Listen here.
I am exalting thy book and miracle. I am defending the Quran from those who would make it more or less. None shall be able to make additions or omissions therein. Do not thou seek another protector better than me. Day by day I will...
It's not protector. The word protector, yes. But the word is Hafiz. And you know Hafiz is, yes, protector, but at the same time, the one who remembers. Do you remember in the time of Muhammad, Quran was not supposed to be written down? Maybe because of all these, the people who take advantage of that to turning it around and using the language, it was supposed to be memorized. Those memorizers are Hafiz, means they memorize this book. Here he will say, I am that Hafiz. I memorized. The message is in my memory, is not in the book, is not in you, the messenger, or that piece of paper. It's in Hab. That's where the source is. And he said, do not look for anyone better. I will keep it, I will change it, I'll do with it because it's mine. Yes?
Day by day I will increase thy splendor. I will strike thy name on gold and on silver. For thy sake I will prepare pulpit and prayer niche. In love thy vengeance hath become my vengeance. They from fear are uttering thy name covertly and hiding when they perform their prayers. From terror and dread of the accursed infidels, thy religion is being hidden underground.
These are the saying of God, remember. And has nothing to do with our story. The story is stopped there just because Rumi wanted to insist that this is the sign. This is the real sign. Remember this. Okay? Suddenly he goes to Muhammad, and Muhammad is not there. He's just a subject. This is the God. And God is talking that I do it. I keep it. I make you famous. There are people that they are afraid of talking. They have the fear of the others. But I will do it. Remember that the stuff